This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever wake up and think that your accounts got hacked? And who are you supposed to contact? What are you supposed to do? Are there actually people that will answer the calls if you try to reach out? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And this morning when I logged into Facebook, and we have a lot of social media accounts with our jobs here between, gosh, X, Blue Sky.
How about too many?
Two Instagrams, three Facebooks. We've got TikTok, Snapchat. Yeah, a lot. It's hard to keep track of all this stuff. Well, I log in all of it in the morning just to make sure, you know, what happened overnight, see if there's any of your messages. I love when y'all reach out on social media. It's a great way to chat and connect. And here's one on my Elizabeth K, what they call like business page. Because I've got my Facebook page where I can have friends. And then there's this other one because Zuckerberg limits your people. So I've got this random fan page, if you want to call it that. And it says, important notice from the Facebook support team. Hello, admin. We are members of the Facebook support team and would like to inform you that your page is at risk of being permanently deleted.
What?
Due to detected image content that violates copyright policies and does not comply with Facebook's community standards.
All right, so just take those photos down. What do they want you to do?
No, but here's the thing, though. They say, we understand this may impact your activities. So you have the opportunity to verify your ownership to ensure your page remains active.
How is that going to be done?
Please click on the link below and follow the instructions to complete the verification process. And then here's a link. And then it says, note, if we do not receive a response from you within 24 hours, our system will automatically disable your page to protect the Facebook community. Thank you for your cooperation, Facebook support team. Now, Radar, there's no typos in this. There's no weird graphics in this. And remember what happened to my Twitter/X account? Last year in May, out of nowhere, X shut down my account.
It just said nope. Yeah.
It said it's suspended indefinitely. Wouldn't give me a reason why. Oh, no, I take it back. They gave me a list of 20 possible reasons why, none of which made any sense at all. I tried to reach out to them. Nobody was there. Apparently, Elon Musk is a little too busy these days. And I don't have that X account. I have the station's X account, but I don't have my own anymore. And they would never help me out.
You didn't get it back.
So for this, I'm saying like I've had accounts just get shut down and you don't know why or how.
So you have a link in this message.
Yes.
And
the link, the link looks kind of weird though.
Yeah.
As I look at the link is... I'm not going to say all of it because I don't want you guys to click on this if it's spam. I mean, it's very long. It's rebrand.ly/verify account.
Why would it come that way as rebrand? Wouldn't it come from meta.com/ we're going to shut this down if you don't click on, you know, something like that?
Very valid point, Radar. So you don't think this is real?
Have you tried Google? Have you typed
Radar,
in your...
I just, this is the first chance I've had this morning. Like, it just popped up. We were doing the contest before. We had Teacher Kelsey call in. I haven't had a chance to look at this.
Will Meta send out a link to tell you your...
It says Facebook support team. Although, wait, Facebook support team, you're right. Everything would be Meta. What they always say, Meta?
Shut down. No, according to...
It's fake?
Google. Meta will not send out a link directly to tell you your account will be shut down. Any message claiming this and asking you to click a link is... A scam! We got him!
It's a scam!
We got him!
Wait, hold on.
Don't be touching that. Don't be clicking on that link. Delete that thing.
In the inbox, if you look on the right here, it says Facebook profile lives in Padua, Italy, from Dolo Veneto, Italy.
Oh, maybe they're trying to sell you some wine.
Well, if you're selling me wine, I might click that link.
Don't click that.